Hey guys, this is LaTanya with The Stretch. Welcome. I wanted to take a moment and spend some time with you today. It's an absolutely beautiful day in my neighborhood. I tell you, I bring you greetings from the beautiful city of Charlotte, North Carolina. That's right, Charlotte, North Carolina. Some call it the Queen City. And I tell you, today I believe is an absolutely incredible day. And it's a Monday. And most people don't say, you know, Mondays are an incredible day. But today, man, I tell you, I got up with so much energy, excited about, you know, what's happening in my life and what I know is getting ready to happen in your life. And, you know, and I'm sure many of us deal with a lot of anxiousness about, you know, your what's next, you know, what's next. And, you know, today I want to just kind of unveil some things. You know, today has been a day already where I've been unpacking some things. I've been doing a lot of reading, a lot of pondering, a lot of praying, a lot of just discovering and lifting up that rock and seeing what's under it. You know, just a lot of discovery of, you know, who I am, what I'm doing, and how I can serve you better, and how I can, you know, make sure that I have what you need when I speak to you. I think that, if I may say so, I think that, you know, good communication is so, so, so important. And the only way that, you know, you can really feed off of what somebody says as a means of nourishment to you is that they are constantly feeding themselves. So I found that in order for me to be my best to you, I have to make sure that I'm constantly feeding myself good food. You might say, what do you mean by good food? Well, not only good food, but good things that I intake is what I will impart to you. If I absorb as a sponge good things out of my mouth, out of my mind, out of my heart, out of my abilities will come to and for you. Because one of the things I've noticed as I talk about this year being a year for momentum for more in 2024, I've also realized the fact that my voice will live on forever. That is my legacy. That is my mantra. That is my mandate. That is what I do. This is who I am. I am a speaker. I am a communicator. I am someone who talks about personal development. I am a coach. I'm a mentor. You know, I'm not someone that just helps, you know, women. I'm also somebody who helps men and women and people that are desiring more for their lives, desiring more for themselves. And I'm with you. I am with you in that fight, but it's a good fight. And it's a good fight because it's a fight of progression to become better, to become more, to become greater, to seek out greatness and purpose and do it on purpose intentionally, right? And I want you to know that you matter today. And one of the ways I want to emphasize how important you are is many of us communicate a lot of different messages out there to people. But the question is, what do we do consistently that makes us better? What do you do consistently that will make you greater? What do you do consistently that makes you stronger? You know, strengthening your mind, your body, your will, your emotions. One piece that I'm going to talk about today as Coach Worsham is I really want to put a lot of emphasis on reading. You might say reading. Yeah, reading. You know, a lot of us spend a lot of time, you know, just on social media, just looking at what everybody else is doing, everybody else is saying, everybody else's, you know, opinions and thoughts and mindsets. And you have to be so careful because a lot of people, and I'll say this with no disrespect, but then again, I want to say it as a means of stretching you and not to be obtrusive, if that's the right words, or obtuse. You know, I want to make sure that I'm clear. And what I mean by that is there's a lot of people out here saying a lot of nothing. And you want to make sure that you're not absorbing that. You want to absorb information from people that are actually reading and they are making themselves better. And as you read, you become better because not only do you have knowledge, you have understanding. And not only do you have knowledge and understanding, you've taken notes, you've thought about it, you've regurgitated, you've practiced it because you're a speaker or you're a communicator or you're a teacher or you're a lawyer or you're a doctor or you're a friend or you're a sister or you're a nurse. You want to make sure that the information that you put out there is accurate. The information that you give people actually does encourage them. It actually does push them. It actually does make them better. You want to make somebody better. You want to become better. You want to belong to more things that you've never been a part of before. You've got to read. Reading is fundamental, but it's funny. It's the simplest things out there that we never do, but yet we discover in our minds, out of nowhere, we want to be what I call legends in our own minds of being something that we're not. Being big when little's got you, but you don't read. Start reading. Start stretching. Start pulling apart the areas and confronting the areas of your life that you know you lack in so you can become a better version of yourself to those around you that you say you love, you serve, and you want to help. Reading, my friend, is definitely fundamental, but it is necessary and it is a necessity and it is vital for us to bring ourselves to a place to become the best version of ourselves to serve our community. Have a great day. This is LaTanya with The Stretch. Bye-bye.